Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome to Man Up with me, Carl Bott, and my brother.
What's happening, Reddy?
Our other little brother, Perry
Kremer. Older little brother.
What's happening, Perry?
And our guest tonight is going to be great. His name is Jacob Sewell.
He goes by Jake.
Mm-hmm. And he owns the Brave Hawk Forge out of Texas. And this man knows what he's talking about when it comes to knives and cutting weapons.
Forged in Fire finalist.
Yeah.
Twisted Steel. Season 6, Episode 15, Twisted Steel, Sex Appeal. Sorry, ladies, taking my sister. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. And he's married. Yeah.
He's got a great beard, too.
He's married.
Oh, thank you.
Does that thing smell like
he's
bacon
married to your
at all?
No, bacon. No, not today.
What a cool...
To make knives, man. And tomahawks.
The oldest arse in the world, for sure.
Yeah?
I've got a tomahawk. But I am looking for a real one.
I got you. He can make a real one.
So I make over 250 a year and ship them all over the world.
Well,
so,
wow.
And I make them from just your standard throwing tomahawk that you can beat, and then I make art. Make a lot of pipe tomahawks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Smokable piece pipe tomahawks out of Damascus. I just sent them to Canada for Christmas.
You know what? I don't want it to be an art piece, and I don't want to smoke it. I want it when it comes out.
Yeah. It means business.
I want to get at least halfway through a piece of flesh.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, yeah. I have a video up on my Facebook of, I don't know if y'all know Doug Marcaida from Forged in Fire, the judge.
Yeah, I know who he is.
The Filipino. I actually host a knife show every year called the Texas Custom Knife Show, and I had him come last year, and I presented him with my new design of a tomahawk, which is literally just for self-defense. I mean, you can throw it, but it's a self-defense tomahawk that I called the Reaper because...
it's a nice name.
Yeah, because that thing does business. And then we tested them on ballistic skulls, and we have the video up on Facebook, and... let's just say that it will keel.
Really, it does some business.
It does some business.
So I'm looking for that family discount.
Oh, yeah.
So there.
No problem.
Well, but the reason, he lives in Texas, obviously,
yeah.
So I don't get to see him very often. Last time I saw him was turkey season. We went turkey hunting together, but he made me a Crombit, which is a fighting knife.
Yeah.
A double-sided fighting knife to wear on your belt. And, you know, the thing about it is it was like we were connected because he knew there were times after I've been drinking that I can't carry a gun.
Yeah.
Right. So like, you know, tonight we're going to the casino. I can't carry a gun at the casino, but he made me a Crombit fighting knife. And let me tell you, this thing is deadly.
It's beautiful.
I brought one myself because I couldn't bring my handgun to California and I feel naked without one. So I brought mine and it's not
works of art, my friends.
You don't whittle wood with it. Let's just say that. It's all about getting somebody off of you real quick.
Yeah, it comes out of your. It's got a fast draw sheath, right? It's got a index finger keeper.
Yep.
Right. So you
won't get away from it.
Well, you need that.
I think
your hands will get slippery.
I really like it, and I feel naked without one. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to have one just to carry, even in the woods, in case I take Carl pig hunting again.
Yeah, that's true because, you know, if you take Carl hog hunting, you might die.
You may not have heard this.
No, I haven't heard the story. It sounds like a good one, though.
You might die if your hog hunting
was Carl. Perry got between me and the hog.
Oh.
And he yells, shoot, Carl, shoot.
I'm yelling, shoot, Carl.
He died.
Perry's in front of us.
No. And what you did, but then Perry starts yelling, shoot, and he dives to the ground. So, I mean, I hit this hog with a 300 Winchester Magnum.
Mm-hmm.
The hog shakes and comes at us.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm with Carl.
And Ted doesn't have a gun. And this hog's coming at us. And all I'm here feeling is this tapping on my shoulder. Shoot, Carl. Shoot, Carl.
Again, Carl.
Shoot him again.
Carl's trying to line him up in the scope. You know.
Well, I was laughing at that point watching Perry laying on the ground, the hog running past him.
See, anyway. I have a design of tomahawk just that I actually sell mainly to the military, but I always sell it as a take it out when you're hog hunting, kind of, because it has a spike on the back of it, and you turn that spike around, and
it's the one I have now has a spike on it.
It's the business end for sure. So,
well, there's a lot of the military that carry a tomahawk with them.
Yeah, I sell Rogers Rangers to a lot of the. I forget the unit out of Fort Bragg, the Rangers unit.
Oh. Not at Bragg.
Fort Benning.
Could be a
Fort Benning.
There's a third battalion, 75th Rangers.
Yep, 75th Rangers.
There's another unit out of Bragg that may have them.
Yeah.
Well, I think I've sold some out of Bragg that were more presentation pieces because I offer like plaques and stuff, and I'll laser engrave their names.
They love the tomahawk at Bragg.
Yeah.
They love the tomahawk at Bragg.
The Rangers, you know what I mean? That was one of their, isn't that one of the Rangers' maxims, is that keep your tomahawk with you and sharp and all that?
See, you can buy a store bought tomahawk. But
you can? Have you ever seen a tomahawk in a store?
Yes.
Yeah. You can buy them at Academy.
That's where I got one.
You can buy an Academy tomahawk, and they're decent. I'm not going to knock anybody other
good
maker.
Good call, bro.
But
I got a lot of respect for that.
Good competition.
If you want something hand-forged and it's authentic. Cause
got
mine
some
are all,
love on it.
Mine are all based in a period of time. So all the designs, I have 4 base models of tomahawks, and they're all based from a period of history. I've got 14th century Frankish design. I've got a Valkyrie, which is obviously, you know, a Norse design from all the way before BC or before AC. And then I've got a Frontier style, which is the buck tomahawk. And then I've got an Iroquois, which is from the Iroquois nation in like the 17th, 1800s. So, I mean,
and these all are perfect.
Yeah, they're replicas. Made for throwing.
He makes them out of a daggum piece of steel.
Yeah.
I know. No.
That is nuts.
I worked steel when I was shoeing horses. Trying to
farriers,
shape.
Man.
Yeah.
I got to give props to the farriers because I couldn't do it. I've seen too many videos of horses biting people, and I'd punch a horse in the face.
Yeah. I was about halfway through the school, and I was in the Marine Corps, and they deployed us. But at that point, I'd realized that if you're going to get into this business, you better be ready to have a 1,200-pound horse lean on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or kick you. Or bite you.
Yeah. Oh, no. My farrier comes in, and she's got scars and indentations all over.
Really?
Oh, she is tough.
And horses
she
do not play.
She is tough.
Oh, sir.
Yeah. No, and they don't sometimes, you know, they just, I've had enough.
It takes a touch, for sure, to be a farrier. You got to be good with animals, man. Yep. And
no
I'm
fear.
Pretty good with animals, but I don't want to. Farriers is not my thing.
Now, Perry, let's get to the most important man here. What did you bring tonight?
I brought some whiskey. Small batch, straight bourbon whiskey that my good friend and little brother Ted over there
gave me
for Christmas. And I have no better place to share it than here, but it's some Smoke Wagon small batch bourbon whiskey. Believe it or not, from Las Vegas.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I've learned about Smoke Wagon because Nate Hutt, our resident expert. By the way, I've already been to another bourbon drinking with Nate since we last saw each other. Right? But, I mean, it's so much fun. I just can't even tell you how much fun we drank a bunch of Weller.
You could just remember it.
But so Nate gave me a bottle of that the first time. We did a renewal or did some sort of gun class with his family, and he brought me a bottle of Smoke Wagon. I didn't realize how good it was, so I kind of kept it to myself. I didn't want to bring it to Man Up because I wanted to be able to give it as a gift. You know, if you bring it to Man Up, I was like, oh, yeah, thanks a lot. I've already had this for a month at a time. So I did not bring it to Man Up, but I've been drinking it at the house, and I think it's a fantastic bourbon.
We'll find out. We'll pour it during the break.
I've been saving it because, we went to Carl's event. And by the way, my wife wants to trade houses. She loves your house. You know, all the old tile and stuff.
Yeah, well, we had a few people over.
That was fun.
But
I tell you one thing. Everybody brought something to drink, some nice stuff. It was gone that night. Yeah. I mean,
did you drink all the rare breed?
Everything is gone.
Wild turkey rare breed?
Everything is gone.
Yeah.
The rare breed is
that
gone.
That night. Gone.
Yeah. It was like a party.
It wasn't that many people there.
Yeah, I brought that Angel's Envy.
Gone.
Oh, that's gone too?
It went, man. It was so smooth.
Jack that Angel's Envy is good. Jack I got to buy Angel's Envy from you.
Yeah, Daniel's single barrel. Gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
And who was drinking it? Well, I was the bartender. But
I had some, I have to say. But I was walking. That was good.
Yeah, you're
home,
walking.
Man.
Just walk home from our
place. I was good. Okay.
Yeah, no,
you
were
good because you were getting ready to launch.
I had to work the next day.
Yeah, you were launching next day.
I forget what I had to do. What did I do? Oh, I had to go to YOLO.
Yeah, and you were gone for the next.
I was gone for the week.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, look, we got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. Perry Crimmins, Ted Leidy, Carl Bott, and Jake Sewell. And we'll be right
Brave back. Brave Hawk Forge.
Yeah. We'll be right back after these messages.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Take a load off, Lenny. Take a load for free.
Oh, yeah. That's it, man.
Take a load off, Lenny.
I love this song. I start singing this song randomly.
I know.
Right on.
We grew together in the middle of the night.
I love this song.
In the middle of the night, start singing this song.
I do. I love this song.
Hey, welcome back to Man Up with Ted Leidy, Perry Crimmins, our guest, Jake Sewell, out of Texas. He owns Brave Hawk Forge. He's been in the finals of Forged in Fire. The man makes knives and tomahawks from scratch.
Oh, man up. That's man, how you man the hell up right there.
I feel like it's a manly task.
That's a manly, damn manly task, right?
Okay,
and he teaches people how to do it also. So you can fly into Jake's Forge.
Yep.
You can stay in town there, Conroe probably,
yep,
and then come to a 2-day course. And
we got all kinds of different courses. We got 1-day, 2-day classes varying from $300 to $600. And in all honesty, my competitors think I'm silly for charging that little for a forging class, but yep, I enjoy doing it. And I put 4 people in a class and I make my money. And then, you know, I usually make a product and
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah.
You in? What are we making?
Oh, y'all get a discount for
what
sure.
What are we making? What are we making, Jake?
Hey, we can do a Damascus hunting knife.
Oh.
I got some photos that, yeah, the old Tim Allen.
A Damascus hunting knife?
Yeah, I got
Damascus hunting knife.
Yeah. We do twist pattern because it's the easiest pattern to finish in the 2-day time frame.
Yeah.
But I'll let you look through that photo right there. The one on the far right, it was a kitchen knife that I made, and I was just going to sell it because it was right before Christmas. And then one of my class members was like, I'll buy that right now.
That
so I just sold it right on the spot. Twist
talk about
Damascus.
Some cool stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Some beautiful
it's gorgeous.
Work.
Wow. And is that how you could tell it's Damascus? Is it's got that like tiger stripe look to it?
So there's so many different patterns of Damascus. There's mosaic Damascus.
Well,
let's start.
Yeah, no, but Damascus steel. They used to make barrels of shotguns and all these things. What is Damascus steel?
So Damascus is a layered steel. Damascus actually derives from the old Ottoman Empire of Damascus. They took this iron ore and they made this steel that was chopping through other swords at the time frame. You know what I'm saying? It was, it was the most strong sword there was. So that's why Damascus got this.
So they layer,
Yeah. So now modern Damascus is either layered or canister or some type of pattern Damascus where you use two different types of steel, one high in manganese and one high in nickel. And then when you finish your product and you put it in an acid, the stuff that's manganese turns black. The stuff that turns, the stuff that's nickel does not. So it, it makes the pattern pop.
Makes that pattern. Yes. Okay.
I never knew
because
that.
Because they used to make Damascus steel shotguns.
Right, sure. Oh, yeah. And I know some guys that do that.
Well, my, you know, my dad had one from his grandfather. That, but the thing was, you can't shoot it.
Not now.
It's a piece of artwork. Because, well, not, not only that, but the, it would, the modern shells were way too strong for it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Well, see, and they must have been used because Damascus steel actually, there's like a big debate is whether Damascus.
That's what I had heard.
Whether Damascus is stronger than normal steel. I get this question a lot. So if you have a mono steel, meaning a single layer steel blade, you can, depending on the type of steel you use, it can be the most durable blade you have. Whereas if you use Damascus, you're layering two different types of steel together and you can make it stronger. But it's only going to be as strong as whatever base steel you use, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, of course. Right.
Whatever the strongest of the two is.
Everything has to do with your heat treat and tempering process. Like the way you heat steel, the way you work the steel, all of that comes into play, and it is the most crucial aspect of knife making that I had to learn the hard way. I've broken many blades, you know, testing them.
Right.
And what I try and teach the most in classes is, okay, well, this is what we're doing. We're going to thermal cycle it. We're going to make all the steel the same temperature, and we're going to let it cool slowly so all the grain in the steel, you know, compresses and becomes even. Now when we go and heat treat it and we put it in the oil and quench it really quickly, that's going to make it shrink and make it super hard, but it's also going to make it super brittle. And then we're going to temper it at a very low heat, 400 degrees, for about an hour to make it more durable. So like the knife I made Ted is a 1084 steel, which is a very durable steel already, heat treated it, and then I tempered it, and right now that has like a 60 to a 62 Rockwell, which is how you test the hardness of a steel.
The higher the number?
The higher the number, the harder it is, but also the harder it is, the more brittle
it is.
So
that's on a C scale?
Yeah, it's a, so it's a 62 Rockwell, so I mean that thing is hard.
Really?
I mean, you can stab that thing into concrete, and you're going to chip away concrete.
Wow.
So
it's beautiful.
It's an artwork, and it's a passion that I got as a young kid when I was about 12 years old.
Do you hand make the handles?
Yes. So the handles come in, you know, you can get all different types of handles. I got actually a bunch of elk horn that I'm shipping back from one of my uncles.
Mm-hmm.
I got three racks of elk horn that I'm super excited to make.
Ooh, okay.
So, I mean, you can get handle material of all different types. That's actually a kieranite, which is kind of the stuff they use for the ladies' fingernails.
Really?
That's what it smells like. It's the same. It's an acrylic type. But Ted, it's super hard.
Pretty.
Oh, well, it only smells pretty whenever you grind on it.
It's pretty.
So
now, a samurai, because you made that in the finals of the Forged in Fire. Now, I understood that the original samurai swords were layer after layer after layer of steel that they bonded together.
Yes, so that is a Damascus type of steel. Now, there's different types of samurai swords that they have used throughout the years. I've read up on them a lot because I did that, and I've always been – I lived in Japan for 2 years when I was in the military, so I was super fascinated with samurais and went and saw museums and swords and all stuff like that. There's multiple different types. You can do a harder steel on the outside with a softer core on the inside, and that allows for flexibility and more durability, and you can do the opposite. So they have sanmai, which means three-layer in Japanese, and gomai, which means five-layer in Japanese. And there's so many different cool types of steel.
Because that's what I'd always read about it.
And it's less about the pattern. It's more about the durability
and
the longevity of the sword.
Okay.
Some of those Japanese sword makers from back in, you know, the 1200s were...
Swords are still...
Oh, yeah. They were
very effective.
They're beautiful pieces of artwork.
Okay. Wow. Now, see... Well, you're right. You said, you know, I said, you still want to do it tonight because rain and all these other things going on. Oh, yeah, I got a great guest.
That's what I said.
And Cindy goes, who's the guest? I said, I didn't ask. She goes, why wouldn't you ask?
Ted knows what a good guest is.
I said, Ted said it was a great guest. It's one of those things like you get the text that says, Bob was in a car wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And then your wife starts the 20 questions. Where? What hospital?
Just
Bob's in a car wreck. Was his wife and kids with him? Bob was in the car wreck.
And, I have no idea.
And, you just read the same answer back 20 times. So
that's about the time I say, honey, I don't know. If you really care, text him, okay? Because obviously... Well,
you can't because he was in a car wreck. Ask his wife.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, if there was something more important, they would have told me that. But
the ladies always get more details.
Oh, I know. They're all into the details.
Draw me the picture. Yeah. I don't know how many times I've heard that. Oh, no. Draw me a picture.
Hey, but you know what? Here's a good man-up moment, right?
Right.
Here's a good man-up moment. We have to understand that they are interested in the detail and we are not. Right? You gotta do it with grace. Right? When my wife asks me, this is an ongoing thing with us. Mm-hmm. When my wife asks me, what are you doing today? Right? I'm like, well.
Working is not good enough.
No, it's not. She wants to know by the hour what I got going on. I'm like, honey, it's not interesting to you, but it is interesting to her. You need to realize that it's interesting to her. That's why she's asking.
Everyone is the same. Like, I will talk to Linda 3 times a day. I get home. She goes, well, what'd you do today? I said, well, we talked. She says, yeah, but we didn't talk all day. So what did you do today?
Right.
And what did you do when I weren't with you?
Some days, right. Some days I don't do a lot. You know, I am that. You remember what the man brain looks like with all those boxes in there, how we just go to the box, we pull out the answer to the question, we tell them, then we go back and put it in the box. The biggest box in a man's head is the nothing box. She goes, what are you thinking about? Nothing.
Nothing is true.
Nothing. I'm not thinking of anything.
She asks you what you're doing today, she absolutely wants to know you're doing today.
Yeah, but it's
personally, I don't care what anybody else is doing today, except for me.
But this is This is a two-sided coin. She says, I'm hungry, and you said, okay, what do you want to eat? I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's
where do
different.
You want to go? I don't know.
That's all the way different.
That is different.
But when she asks you what you're doing today, she wants to hear about it. And I've been trying to be better about it.
Well,
because
yeah,
you know, here's the problem. I don't even care what I'm doing that day. I don't care. Like, what are you doing today?
You just do it.
Let me get out my calendar because I don't know, but I will go over it with you if you care to. But she will do it because the bottom line is she absolutely cares what you're doing that day.
They do care.
They care more than we do what we're doing that day. So with grace, I'm trying to get better
at it. Here was a learning moment for man up. When your wife asks you, well, so what'd you do today? Take the time to tell her what you did.
Or what you're doing that day when you get up in the morning. Yeah. Take a moment.
Take a moment. So what's going on today? Well, this is what I hope to accomplish. And then in the day you say, well, this is what I hope to accomplish, but this is what I accomplished.
And they're so happy about that.
Well, and I like Carl's nothing answer because I use it a lot too. And it's not that I'm not thinking of nothing, but I'm thinking of a turkey road trip with Ted in April, and it's only January.
Shut him down, Liam. Yep. Shut him down.
Well, here's the other thing.
I don't want to hear the no before the transition is supposed to occur.
Yeah, because
did you invite him? Did you invite Perry? Because we were supposed to talk about the turkey road trip until later on in the year.
Oh, another turkey road trip.
Oh, it's happening. Yeah, we got like 7 states.
Well, Ted told me in April that he wasn't going.
You got them all.
Oh no, we got them all. We finished our world slam last year. Yeah.
But there's
still terrorists out there.
30.
No, we have 35 states or so still. You know,
is there still a drug cartel you haven't met?
No, I don't think so. We're not going back to Mexico ever.
Ever.
Yeah. People talk about going to Mexico on vacation. I'm like, no.
Why?
That sound like a good idea.
There is zero I want to see in Mexico.
As a man that lives in Texas, I'm telling you right now, that's not a good idea.
No, don't go to Mexico. Why?
If you want to go to Mexico.
Mexico's dumb.
If you want to have the Mexico experience, just go down to Conroe, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Because they moved the border.
You'll still be in America.
They moved the border.
Sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
I might be allowed to go to Mexico after the second nuclear bomb is dropped.
Yeah. My wife isn't allowing me to go to Mexico again.
No.
Since we got hijacked by the cartel. She's like, no. And really, quite frankly, I can't think of a reason I'd go.
No, it doesn't appeal to me right now, that's for sure.
Well, why would I go? They have great beaches. I got great beaches in Florida. Mm-hmm. Destin, man.
On the other hand, I've got a friend that lives down there in an area that there's never been a problem. He's along he's on the Sea of Cortez. And that area is just really safe. It's got a lot of Americans in it, and he loves it down there.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But that's certain areas. You don't know if you couldn't be driving right from his house, you get caught up in something.
The closer to the border you are, the worse it is.
That is very true.
Or that could be. Yeah.
It is true because because we're funneling all of that outlaw, we're funneling all of that criminal activity around the border.
Oh, yeah.
And they're taking these people that are coming in who just want, you know, for whatever reason, well, you know why they want to come to the United States, for jobs, a life, and all that. And they're using them. They're using them to transport drugs. Mm-hmm. They're taking people for sex trafficking.
There's no question.
You know, people really
no damn question.
If people really cared about the immigrants coming across the border, they wouldn't let them come across.
No. No, they wouldn't.
They
not illegally.
Make it hard.
Not illegally.
No. Yeah.
I'm all about legal immigration.
Everybody is.
I'm a total about legal immigration.
And
because you know what? I'm a legal immigrant.
To.
My ancestors are legal immigrants.
And my neighbor, if you're listening, either take care of your dog or I'm going to call ICE on you, bro.
And
dog needs to quit pooping in my yard.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hard to get by just upon a smile.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Now cut like a knife.
Hey, welcome back to Man Up with Ted Leidy, Perry Crimmins, our guest Jake Sewell, and Carl
like
Watt here.
Knife.
And he,
nice work, Liam.
And we, even though we've been playing with these knives, we still all have our fingers.
That's right. And, Jake owns a company called Brave Hawk Forge out of Texas. Hand-forged tomahawks and knives. He's been on Forged in Fire. His replicas from different centuries are just absolutely fine. In Damascus or any other type of steel. He also has classes down there, two-day classes or one-day classes, where you're going to make your own knife.
Oh, yeah.
Or... Is
tomahawk.
It tomahawk or
I
tomahawk?
I have a tomahawk class as well. I actually even do a rose class. So I have these, because I also like the artistic side of blacksmithing,
where
we do a steel rose, and I call them forever roses. I got to make some for my wife's grandmother.
So these are like a rose with the petals and everything?
And it looks realistic.
Wow.
So
That would be cool.
Wife's grandfather passed away at the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. and she wants one to put at his graveside so that, you know, she doesn't always have to bring new flowers out.
It'll last forever.
It'll last. It's a forever rose. As long as nobody steals it. But yeah. It's in Bernie, so.
Oh, in Bernie?
I'm going to put like a corkscrew in it to where you just can't pull it out.
Right.
That makes sense. Yeah.
That is cool. And so you do a class for that also?
I'd usually do those around like Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's coming up, bro.
I'll be like, I'm going to do an offer this year where we're like, oh, I'll have a bottle of wine and y'all can come out and drink some wine and do this class because it's easy. It's like a 2-hour class.
So here's the thing.
Can women do it?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I've had a lot of ladies in the classes. I love it when the ladies come in because most of the time they're very detail-oriented and listen to what I say.
We already talked about
Sometimes you just get some guns. Sometimes you get some guys that'll come in and they're like, oh, I already know. I've watched the episode of Forged in Fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Okay, well, when you grind your thumb off, that's, you know, because that belt sander is 60-grit sander, and it's running at 4,000 feet per second or 1,400 feet per second. If you touch your knuckle to that, it's going to go right to the bone like that. So, all right.
I'm going to give you my favorite reply to that, and it always starts just like this. All right, hotshot.
Yeah. All right, hotshot.
All right, hotshot.
Yep.
I got it. So let's just make sure we do this right because I watch Forge and Fire all the time. I know how this works. Okay, hotshot, bring it on over here. Let's see what we got going on.
Let's see how many fingers you have when this is all over.
Yep.
You know what? That's one of the things that and you're working with hot iron, especially on an anvil, a portable anvil. One thing you learn is not to grab the anvil and pick it up.
If you've been pounding
red steel on it. So
well, that's
but I watch Game of Thrones. I don't know how that works.
One of the first things I tell people in a class is, hey, no matter what, before you touch a piece of steel in the shop, put your hand over it and see if you can feel heat. Because if it's 1,000 degrees, it won't be red. It'll be black, but it'll burn your hand just as bad. So.
Ooh. Okay.
So that'll be cool. Right. You know what? It'd be fun if the three of us got together and went down to Conroe and had a class.
I've been trying to get Ted to come down there for like 4 years.
Now I want to know that I have a crumbet.
And now, you know, he just needs some adult. He just needs some adult.
I want one.
You have any turkeys around there?
We need to get him a turkey, and he'll give us a discount on the class.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get you five of them.
I tried last year. We were at Shannon's, and let me tell you, it was a windy day.
We hiked 12 miles through the mountains, but it was the most. I didn't shoot a bird. We didn't see a bird, but I had the best time.
It's pretty out there.
I'm actually planning a hunt in Uvalde, Texas.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
nice.
Well, I was hunting out of
Shannon's. And what are you hunting there? I heard some other stuff about that town.
Shannon.
Too soon?
We're talking about Shannon's up there in.
Yeah, Shingletown, yeah.
Yeah. And I was hunting out there one time. And I see this person. No, I was doing a recon. And I see this person in this car. And he's yelling at me. And I'm going.
In a car?
No, truck. But I didn't recognize it. And he's yelling at me. And I said, Jesus. Were they in a blind or something? And I just, you know, chased turkeys off. No, it was Ted. And
I'm like, hey, there's Carl, my buddy. Hey, Carl, over here. He looks at me. They looks away.
You can't hear him. He's 200 yards away. You can't hear him. I can hear the.
Carl. He looks at me. Looks away. I'm like, it's me, your buddy, Ted. Look, over here. He's like, no.
Nope. So when he started walking, I said, okay, I'll just go over there and apologize because I know I must have, you know, screwed up his hunt. No, you all were taking a lunch break.
Yeah, we're taking a lunch break. It was with Kyle Ott from
Virginia.
Kyle Ott goes
in your notebook under those craziest things I've seen in the woods.
Yeah.
Or weirdest things.
So how's the hunting going on? Perry, of course, has the Just for Hunting business that hunts all over the world, but he's got like 18,000 miles of land that he leases.
Yeah, almost too much. But, you know, the hunting's kind of at a slowdown right now, end of the PLM deer season. Just pigs is all that's open now. The bear closed on Christmas Day. And now with this weather, it's not that you can't go hunting in this weather, but, you know, let's get desirable and have a nice, clean day. I mean,
well, are there any new laws coming out this year in 2023? And Ted, I'm going to hit you next on gun laws. Anything? Yeah. Any new hunting laws?
As far as I know, there's not. As far as, you know, like ammunition or not huntable critters or anything like that, we're all pretty, you know, I mean, not to be mean or anything, but the Fish and Wildlife hasn't had their office open for 3 years.
So. That is true. That is true.
Is it still because of COVID?
Because I think every time they extend the COVID emergency at the federal level,
you never see any cars there.
Yeah. No, it's not open.
It's locked. They won't. You got to bang on the door if you want anything.
Yeah, okay. But so the wardens are working out of their home, so we still got some enforcement stuff going on. So, it's just the administration, right?
Yeah, the only thing I did hear that might change, and it's scuttle, I'm sure, is, apparently they're raising the question about pigs and how damaging they are.
Yeah.
So trying to, take them off the big game list or maybe, delist them as big game so you don't have to buy a tag or, call them a nuisance animal or something like that. But I just can't see that changing right away because of the resource or the revenue.
Well, do y'all have to buy a tag here?
Yeah, we got to buy a tag.
It's not like Texas where they pay you to shoot them.
Yeah. I mean, I can go out and shoot pigs day, night, year-round.
Machine guns.
We've got to buy a
machine gun if I want to.
Yeah, thermal or whatever.
I've seen thermite and helicopter hunts and all
kinds
of stuff.
Yeah, well, no, we don't do any of that here. We've got to buy a tag.
And what happens is farmers and ranchers realize that people are going to pay for that, and that pays their taxes in some year, if they let people hunt on their land. So a feral pig, you hunt for free in Texas, and as many as you can gather and harvest in a day. Here, you're paying top dollar.
$1,000.
Well, y'all come on down to Texas. I got a piece of property that y'all can y'all can shoot some hogs at.
$1,000.
I'll do it for $100.
Minimum 4 hunters.
Really?
And it is sold out through 2023 and 2024.
$1,000 a hunter?
$1,000 a hunter.
Or minimum. So,
and we're sold out.
When we come down to do the knife class or the tomahawk class, we can go
hog hunting. My grandfather's got 20 acres. I know it's not a lot up in New Waverly, but I mean they're out there all the time rooting up the land. They are a nuisance in Texas, and they do not give a crap. Man.
Well, the thing about it is we're the most populous state in the nation, so there's always somebody willing to shoot. Mm-hmm. And you've got San Francisco and Los Angeles, they have more money there than they ever had since, right? Yeah, so they'll come up and pay $1,000 without blinking an eye to go hunt a big piece of game.
The other thing, too, and Perry, I know you've probably heard of this, is they're really now they're getting back from this, field-to-table thing where it's organic meat.
Yeah.
And that's
hog meat's good.
It is good.
If you don't mess it up whenever you're butchering it. It can be real good, but if you get one of those glands, you're screwed.
Well, and it's a while back we took these guys from Outside Magazine of all, and they're pretty, liberal magazine, but they have 16 million readers that a good majority of, they want to harvest their own game and their own food, because they have control over it. And I've had people coming to me, hey, I'll give you a tag or whatever it costs, you go get me a pig and bring me all the meat. And I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way. You got to do it yourself, and it's really rewarding if you do it yourself.
It is.
Man the hell up.
It is. I tell you what, it is rewarding. I've hunted my whole life, not like you two have, but the hog that we got, the sausage we've got it is my sausage.
Yeah, that's right. That's and you harvested it.
Yeah, and you can flavor it the way you want it.
And we ate it for Christmas morning. This year we had hog on Christmas morning.
And how were you those pig sticks?
I have. You know what? They're sitting right there because I'm saving them for a special occasion.
Because I was going to bring a pack tonight and I forgot it. Darn it!
Oh, I would have ate them. Oh yeah. I'm kind of hungry right now, actually.
They are so good, and I never thought about turning pig meat into snack sticks. Right?
Yeah.
But Ryan Spilt, Booner Butcher. It's
good
a taxidermy shop. Now he's a butcher.
Yeah.
He'll take your meat, any meat, turn it into snack sticks. Summer sausage, salami.
I have had that. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah, isn't
it is one. It's got it's cheddar and jalapeno.
Oh, you're talking about summer sausages.
Out of a pig that Perry harvested.
Good stuff.
And it is absolutely outstanding. Yeah. I mean, I've already gone into that one.
Yeah, you put that on crackers, cheese, and have some wine. What a treat, man.
In fact, you want to save it for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those things that, if you two came over, that'd be different. And you two now, Jake. But, just to serve it to other people and then to let them know.
Sure.
Once you open the bag, it's gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But once you do it and you give it to people and they taste it, like I used to serve people antelope medallions. This is so good. What is this? This is antelope. And some people go,
eyeballs get big. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was, it really is good. So
if you really want to freak them out, throw some bear meat on the table.
Well, that's what I was about to say. My wife's late grandfather gave me like 4 frozen logs of summer sausage when I went up and visited them in Bernie a couple years ago. And I brought them back, and I didn't open them until my best friend came over, who is also just, you know, he's only been hunting for about 10 years now. He's just, he hasn't had the upbringing that Ted had where he got to hunt as a kid, which I'm jealous of nonstop.
Yeah.
But I was sharing that bear meat. We ate a whole log of bear meat, summer sausage, and it was
my roommate in college killed a bear. And we took this bear roast and we put it in a pan and poured like a half a bottle of wine in there with it. Mm-hmm. And of course, the bear roast, so much fat, it just, you know, it gets a lot smaller. But it was absolutely awesome. I can still remember it, and it's been a few years. It's been a few decades. And I can still remember
but it was still good back then.
Oh, it was good then, and bear meat is outstanding. Yeah. Okay, we got to take another break.
Wait a minute. What song is that? That's a damn Hooters. Yeah, buddy.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNC Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BNC Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. From all of us at BNC Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Welcome back to Man Up with Ted Leidy, Perry Crimmins, our guest Jake Sewell, and Carbot. We've been talking tonight. Jake, of course, owns Brave Hawk Forge. Tomahawks and Knives. He gives classes. The three of us are heading down there for a class.
Yep.
He's the brother-in-law
of Ted Leidy.
He's
my favorite brother-in-law.
So he's kind of
my wife
family.
Says I have a man crush on Ted.
Well, we do.
Everybody does. Everybody does.
Hey, get in line, brother.
Yeah, I know, right?
We are looking at each other.
I have photos. I have photos of Ted because we have roomed together many times.
True story, and
he sends me photos of him.
In a bathtub
with his cast. With his cast hanging over the side. And he says, "You didn't share that, did you?" I said, "Well, I will now."
We no longer have a bathtub, by the way.
Oh, I know.
We took it out.
Yeah, Mendes says it's just...
You know, we made a dressing room like Dolly Parton has for my wife. She loves it. She loves it.
I love Lisa Liu. Yeah. So Lisa Liu and Ted are the reason I met my wife. I met my wife at a July 4th party at their house.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't thank them enough because, you know, my wife.
What were you doing up here?
My mom used to live up here in Reading.
His mom and Lisa worked together.
And we're best friends.
I know the story.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so she's a president. She's a hospital, president.
Now she's
the
CEO of five hospitals.
Now she's the CEO of five hospitals.
And it's her
Kim
name.
And Neil Shaw.
Kim.
Yep.
Kim and Kim Shaw.
That's his mom.
That's my mom.
How about
Ted
that?
And I went down to Front Sight one time when there used to be a
watch
front
a Knights game with Kim with your
and,
mom.
Yeah, we went to the Knights game. And it was
I love great. My mom. Yeah. She's
these
best.
Were great. She's
and good. When your mom won Dancing with the Shasta County Stars, Carl's wife Linda was a judge. We were in the audience.
Yeah. It's rigged. I love it.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally, yeah. So, we were with your mom last December. We went down to Front Sight and we went to a Knights game with her. So, yeah, there's a connection here.
Yeah.
That's his
okay.
mom.
Oh,
man.
Family,
oh
man.
What a nice lady.
So, I met my wife through them and we kind of dated, talked from afar for 3 years and finally she told my mom, my wife Sabrina, told my mom, "I'm tired of waiting. Just tell him I want to move in." And, you know, I was like, okay. She's
brother,
only,
hook me up with a drink.
We know Sabrina. She's cool.
She's the greatest.
Yeah.
She had only ever lived in this area her whole life. So I felt like, I'm going to take her away from her family, all the friends.
Yeah.
And I was hesitant. So when I moved her down, it was great, man. And
She was ready.
Oh, yeah.
So backstory. My wife said, Sabrina's moving in with Jake and Conroe. I said, she's not leaving. She's never gone anywhere. She's not leaving. She's not leaving a state. She said, Lisa said, oh, no, she's moving. I said, no, she's not leaving. Trust me. I know. She's not going to leave her mom and her dad and everyone else here.
And me
behind.
Who would
trust
leave,
me.
Who would leave Ted?
She sold everything and moved. I'm like, oh.
No, I
stand corrected.
I flew up here and so I asked her on Christmas in 2017 while we were in Vegas visiting each other and my mom. And February 28th, I flew out here. Picked her up, grabbed all her stuff. We had a little party, going away party, and we drove 4 days across the desert. Now, granted, I was like, all right, you know, we had never lived together. She's moving all this way. We're not only going to start, officially full-on dating all the time, but she's going to be living with me. So I was like, well, if we can make it 4 days across the country, I think we'll be all right.
It's a pretty good start.
Let me tell you, I have had long-distance relationships that mainly have failed except for Linda.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So, current wife?
Yeah, current wife.
I'm telling you right
now.
I'd
like to think it's my last wife.
Yeah, the only wife.
the only wife.
I tell Sabrina all the time. And
I hope she's not listening.
Yeah, I tell Sabrina all the time. It's a joke. You know, I'm like, when I said till death do us part, I meant till death do us part. You know, I'm joking. Oh, yeah. I'm never going to harm that woman.
No, we understand. Yeah. But maybe she's thinking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's probably murdering me. In all honesty, she'll probably murder me.
So she goes
out
and she says,
you sleep harder than she does.
Hey, honey, which one of these tomahawks would go right through your skull?
Right? Exactly. So.
And then you see her in the backyard throwing it, walking down, picking it up. Throwing it, walking down, picking up the target.
Right now,
throwing
that girl
it.
Is deadly accurate with the tomahawk.
Really?
She is a
So tomahawk is a kind of a deal now.
Oh,
you've got a tomahawk. A bar right here.
Probably
hand
an axe throwing place. They probably throw really crappy. I almost cursed. Sorry. They probably.
It's all right.
Really,
Liam's in charge of that.
We got 7 seconds just in case.
They throw real crappy.
And he keeps
hatchets.
It in his lap. He keeps the delete button in his lap.
Especially on man up.
On man
up. It's bad.
On man up.
It happens, man.
It happens sometimes. Okay. So we got 7 minutes left. Where we want to go here? Because
seven minutes for the entire show.
And the year is over, my friends. So let's talk a little bit about what we like to do next year. What do you think? And let's start with you, Jake. You're the guest. What do you want to try and accomplish next year? Or what do you want to see next year?
So next year I'm really planning on getting a new line out. So it's not really a secret, but Doug Markaita and me are going in, the judge from Forge and Fire, going in collaboration, and we're going to be making a self-defense tomahawk. His design, me creating it, and it's going to be, that's my goal for next year. Is
when are you taking orders?
Well, and that's just it.
There's tomahawks. You can buy tomahawks. You see them everywhere.
Yeah.
But a self-defense tomahawk is different.
Handmade.
Yeah. Handmade, only that, but it's going to be designed by the guy that is the master of self-defense
Forged
weapons.
Forged and Fire.
Okay.
That's how he got
Great.
The job.
Is
okay.
Very
Good
cool.
luck on that.
Well, I appreciate it.
I want you to do is, are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook,
okay.
Instagram, YouTube. We've got it all.
Come on and like our page at Free Fire Radio.
I think I already have.
Oh, maybe. Okay, maybe you have.
Maybe not with Bravehawk, but with my personal account.
Okay, well, do it with Bravehawk.
Okay.
And we'll be more than happy to push that out.
And
maybe we can get you up here for a weekend where you, I mean, I don't know what you, you probably need a lot more than we could provide as far as a class for people.
No, it's kind of a forge.
I could reach out into the local community because you'd be surprised at the bladesmith community. We're pretty tight knit.
Really?
I could probably reach out and find somebody up in the area.
Who knows? Maybe
the guy that I learned from was actually from, he lives down in Anderson now, Dana Turner. So he's the one that came down.
It might be that you could run a class up here because I know we could fill it up.
Oh, yeah.
Without a problem.
That'd be fun.
Okay. Now, Perry.
What am I going to do in 2023?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I have lofty plans. You know, obviously, I have some trying to dismiss myself from the field of guiding a little bit so I can actually hunt for myself some.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting a little long in the tooth, and I have a lot of points in the different states that I want to hunt some premium animals, and I'll do that. But at the same time, you know, work really, really hard at, you know, of course, the Skyway business that we're still running.
Yeah.
To
By the way, tell people what you used to do.
Yeah. So I used to was one of the final three owners of Skyway here in Reading.
Which is the?
The bicycle wheel business, Tough Wheels.
Tough Wheels.
Tough Wheels. Tough Wheels.
We were here in Reading for 40 years on Caterpillar Road.
Nice.
40 years.
And, and you're still as a consultant to these people.
Yeah. Still, I have 45 years in the brand, but And believe it or not, it's going as good and better than it was here in Reading. You know, it's the sales have gone up about 50%.
Wow.
And still going up. So so the old school stuff, the retro stuff, and I feel 2023 is going to come back around in the bicycle business. So we'll get it lined out to where people can handle the brand. You know, it's so visceral for us guys that spend our life in the brand.
Yeah.
Trying to hand it off to where you know someone's going to continually supply what the brand needs. So with that, and you know, look forward to retiring from the 9 to 5 and actually, you know, doing something that you really love to do, but
yeah,
but like the rest of you guys, I'll never not do anything, you know.
Yeah.
We just have so much going on.
So, Ted, you have just this year has been huge for you, and we're going to go over the 8 o'clock or the 7 o'clock hour, I don't care. But this has been a huge year for you. I mean, Legal Heat has hired you for California, so. And everybody knows that, but a lot of other things are happening. So what's your plans this year?
So, first off, Perry and I will go down to the International Sportsman's Expo, and he will teach elk and deer hunting in California. I will teach turkey hunting in California, and that's in Sacramento from like the 19th to the 23rd of January.
Yep.
And then I'm going to spend the rest of my year trying to get all the properties taken care of as far as getting their education programs together. So we're now the education provider for Bass Pro and Sportsman's Warehouse in California. So, it takes a lot more than you might think, right?
Having been in the business with you, I know how hard that is.
So it's a very difficult thing. And I just got back, about 5 days ago from Santa Barbara. And, now that we're the, preferred providers for all of those properties, now other, side ranges are calling me, and they're like, hey, will you come down here and start something on my range? I'm like, oh, it's very difficult to do that, but I'll give it a shot. So, of course, I went to Santa Barbara, and I met with some instructors, and I met with the Sheriff's Department, and I'm trying to put something together there, but I would like to get another maybe 5 properties done, right?
Yeah.
And that's mostly in Southern California. Very difficult to do.
There's another business let's talk about.
So, for those of you who don't know, we opened a gun shop. Me and Steve Tumbleson opened a gun shop, Northern Firearms Incorporated. It used to be called Tummy's Gunworks on Rhyolite Drive, about 100 yards east of Shasta Lanes off Lake Boulevard.
Shasta Lanes being the bowling alley.
Being the bowling alley. Yeah. And we've been open for about a couple months right now. We're doing good. We made payroll, and we got about 150 guns in there, rifles, pistols, and shotguns.
And this is Northern Firearms
Incorporated. Yeah.
Incorporated.
And we also attached a classroom to it, so we can teach combat trauma, or we can teach carbine or shotgun or whatever. And that's all coming together right now. So I want to get that thing moving forward.
Right.
I also want to get the properties taken care of in the state of California that we're supposed to be teaching in. So that's going to be my whole focus. And then maybe in 2024, I can chill out a little.
24?
24 I can chill out a tiny bit.
So I guess that's when you all come down and text.
Hey, at least look for it. At least look for it, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my deal because you know my wife has about 5 years before she gets to 45 years at Dignity Health, and once she gets to 45 years, she's done.
She can cash in, and then people will hire her as a consultant in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. And when she's done,
like twice the amount
she wants me to be home more.
Homeboy.
Yeah, she wants me home more. Right? Well, she's like, she likes me, believe it or not. I can't believe it. She's still.
Well, we were actually just talking about that. She is the perfect wife for you because
she is.
She's
yeah.
very, very independent. Yep. She has cats. You know, cats are independent. And she's just like her cat.
She's just like her cat,
just
man.
Like her cat.
We actually just had this conversation before coming up here. Me, Lisa, and Sabrina just talked about how y'all work because she's independent and y'all love each other.
Oh, yeah.
Wake up in the morning happy.
No, see, and Linda has said a million.